Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Football on off the ball.
When we're at this low ebb, I think we need, to be honest, not just an Irish manager, but like some legend who's achieved something.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own. He gets the try.
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Drury gets over the line. Try from Munster.
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78 Munster podcast for Munster fans from off the ball. My name is Rory O'Hagan, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to discuss Munster's third win in a row. They got it done somehow against Edinburgh, but Munster with 3 wins from 3 as they prepare to head to the Lions Den and face Leinster this weekend. A review of the game just gone. We'll preview the game coming up and we'll name our star of the week for last week as well. So a big, big episode of the Red 78 to come. Quinny Hayes, how are you guys? Good to see you.
Good, Rory. Good. We were off this weekend, so it was a nice, relaxing one for me.
Happy days. Happy days. Quinny, how are you, sir?
I'm grand, thanks. Yeah, it was great to hear Fiona was off taking it easy, relaxing. She wasn't
not like her, yeah.
For the weekend again, or travelling maybe. Oh, no, sorry, she was. She was out of the country again partying. She gave us this false narrative a few weeks ago that she was going back training and getting fit and she
I'm trying, Quinny.
God loves a trier anyway. So look, I'm grand, Rory, to answer your question anyway. So can't say I'm looking forward to next weekend. I got excited and I enjoyed playing these Munster-Leinster games, yeah. But the build up was a bit nervy, but I'm obviously more relaxed now when you're not playing. But unfortunately, unless Munster finds some sort of special performance, we'll probably be looking at the same scenario.
Yeah, we'll get into the weeds of that in just a little bit. But first, lots of comments reaching us today, Fiona.
Yeah, cheers again. Thanks for sending in the comments, lads. I'll read out a few for you there. We'll start with Jack O'Sullivan. With Gav Coombs' try scoring record from close range and considering most of Ireland's tries come from forwards at close range, is leaving Coombs out of the Ireland squad the equivalent of Erling Haaland being left out of the Norway squad? Genuine question, Quinny. There's one. We'll let you have a quick answer on that.
No. The answer. No, I get the point of Haaland, obviously, and he's in some run of form at the moment for club and country. But of course, Gavin Coombs, you always sense that if you get close to the line that he'll find a way to get over his power and his strength. And it's not just that power and strength. It's having an ability to find a little bit of a gap. He gets his timing right, usually. But look, I just think he's been quiet so far and he needs more involvement, and I'm a fan of Gavin Coombs. I think there's a lot more in him. And aside from being so prolific close to the line, which we have to acknowledge, and he's a brilliant try scorer, I think to get into that Irish squad, you need regular, more big moments in a game and lots of big involvements. And obviously, it's very early in the season, so I don't think it's the same as leaving Haaland out, really, because the context is a little bit different, isn't it, in football? Unfortunately, for rugby players, particularly if you're in the back row, you've got to be on it the whole time, particularly to play for your country. But he has the ability, and let's hope that he gets that. Being involved with Ireland this summer as well, I think, obviously, working with Paul, I'd love to see him in a squad, of course, because I think he could benefit from that. And yeah, so he probably, like the rest of the Munster team, they need to up their performances. They've got good results, which we have to acknowledge, but the performances need to be better.
Yeah, I'll go on. Keane McGibney, decent effort on Friday night to find a way to win. Tom Farland, Dan Kelly, two standout performers. Scrum struggled when Yeager went off. Looking forward to a crack at Leinster. You made valid points and off the ball, Alan. Big chance to nick a win in Croker, question mark. We can chat about that. I'll fly on. John Hennessy, we would not have won the Friday night game last year or the year before. Great effort from the younger lads. With the necessary coaching, we will be great again. Not sure we are ready yet to win on Saturday, but it will be close. Jack Crowley to show his class. And John Cotter, four kickable penalties. This was frustrating. Turned down in that first half for zero return going to the corner. I'm not saying kick every penalty, but it's in front of the post. Take the shot. Our driving maul is under powered and our line out is average. The strategy isn't working like last year. And just John Finn Wall, this is a quick one. Do you think Edwin will start on Saturday?
Well, I think he'll start on Saturday. No, and I don't think he should start. I think you've got to be careful because it's exactly what I don't think there. I personally don't think is the right thing to do with this guy. You need to get him back and you know, get him involved, obviously, but it's too big a game. The pace and the tempo of that game and the intensity of it will be very, very high. I'm not saying he's not able for that, but it's for over a prolonged period. So match fitness and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I wouldn't put him straight back in. I'd have him on the bench. I think Tyburn is available this week. And obviously the quality and ability he has, you know, I think you've got to get your captain straight back into the team, given the task in hand. And he needs matches anyway, because he's in 2 weeks after this weekend, he's going to be running out in Chicago against the All Blacks. So I think he needs to play some games anyway before that. I'm not sure from what I'm hearing. I don't think it's been officially confirmed, but what I'm hearing is the internationals won't be involved in round, is it round five? Yeah. So, which is the week after. So, yeah, I wouldn't put him straight back in the team. Having him back on the bench and building up slowly. Because at the end of the day, it's still very early in the season. We want to see Edwin Odogbo in February, March, April, May. Hopefully, you know, you never know. And the same at Roman Salano, because people would ask about him and us. And, you know, he had 20, 25 minutes for Nina against Carl Connor the weekend. And by all accounts, looked good and strong. And it's an AIL game. You know, you have to understand what it is. But he just needs minutes and under his belt as well. So I've said it a long time. If you have those type of profile players available, I think they excite people because they can do things with great strength and explosiveness. They bring, you know, different sort of qualities. So I wouldn't start him, but who knows? Maybe he will. I think it'd be the wrong thing to do that. Unless you start him with a view of taking him off at half time or something like that. But I don't know, going over 80 minutes or going right into the second half of the game is a long one.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
All right, let's review the week just gone. A Munster's 2019 win over Edinburgh, Fionnuala, which leads late try securing the win for the Reds. Fiona, the optimist in me looks at this and thinks, right, three wins out of three games, not playing particularly well, but they're getting the job done, games they might have lost last year. But it was John making the point in the comments as well, the driving ball's underpowered, line out is average. Are there concerns for you when you look at this Munster team?
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose going into that game against Leinster next week, and certainly the area of yet set piece, but the attack sometimes is concerning, and the errors, the unforced errors, I suppose, is a huge thing for me. So there's definitely concern about there. Also, if you look at that table as well, Rory, I think they're sitting. Obviously, we're second. It's really good reading. You're looking at that. You're delighted with that, but your points. Our difference is 17 points. You look at above you, I think it's something like 60 odd, and below Glasgow are the same, 68 points. So it's, I suppose, are we scoring enough tries? Would we like to see a bit more? like what the reader, I don't know who was there, but was it John that he wrote in, when you're in front of the post, that decision making around taking that points, going for posts. I mean, they're huge in big games. And yes, you're down on Friday or down in Cork on a Friday night. We know it's the type of game where Munster love to go to the corner, you know, get the forwards going. There's the 5G, everything about it. But certainly I would have been looking at that when things aren't going right, going back to kicking those points. You know, it's four times the line out in particular was a worry, the way four times you've gone in, and three times, me and Quinny were saying earlier, three times in those attacking zones, big key moments of the game, the line out has gone astray. And that's not happening. Yes, we're winning and we're top. It's not happening other teams in the league, because I've been watching them closely. What they're really good teams, the top teams, you're looking at the Stormers, the South African teams, when they get a lot, most of the time when they're in that red zone, when they make a decision to go to the corner, they're certainly, might be a mile straight over, but they're certainly regaining the ball. So certainly for me, that's an area to be disappointed in, or they need to really look at going into this big battle against Leinster. If like Quinny said, the lads are only back for one game as well, you're certain you're going to see a lot of Leinster Irish players getting a lot of minutes into their bodies before they head off to that Chicago game. So it will be a heavily packed Lions Ireland Leinster team. Obviously, we've a couple to come in. Jack Crowley should come back again this week. Tadhg Byrne, I mean, there's going to be different game management there. But certainly, I think Casey is a huge loss, and there's a couple of areas where we're still looking at the partnerships, what who's working best, what's it going. I would have liked to have that nailed down going into this Leinster team. These are the two starting centres. This is what we're looking for in the back three. I'm not sure we quite have it yet. It's brilliant that we're sitting second with those bonus point wins, but certainly against Leinster, you want a team that has played a lot of minutes and the connections are really good together. In saying that, Leinster haven't been playing the best rugby either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Quinny, what are your concerns after watching the game on Friday night?
Well, my concerns are, and I spoke about, I'm contradicting myself here, what I said last week, any sort of a win would be great and that will do for me, but no, it won't. I thought the poor performance was really poor. It's concerning. Okay, for people watching or listening to me talk about Munster, absolutely, you're entitled to your own opinion here. But there's something about this that just is uneasy with me at the moment. And I hope I prove wrong. I hope they're going through a little bit of a finding their way type scenario and that it will click into gear a little bit. I think we've played better in the last number of seasons with worse teams, if that makes sense. I think there's a good quality here. There's excitement about some of the players that have come in. We still have to temper that with we've a lot of players within this group that still need to prove themselves and prove and bring their performance to a level where you think they can get to, but they're not. There's too many of them just not found their rhythm yet. The changes that are made obviously make a difference. And I just think most of these players are going to have plenty of recovery time in November when the internationals are on. I know there's a game against Argentina in there, but you can chop and change a little bit there. But if you think players are going to be over, the obvious thing is to try and, 35 players using the three games is to try and get a little bit of a feel for what the players can do and maybe keep them nice and fresh. But look, you're going into Leinster now, and I think there'll be multiple changes again in the squad. I know there's some injuries, some of them were enforced. I think Alex Nankivell had a bit of a niggle, so essentially it's not just change for the sake of change there. Thomas O'Hearn had a head knock. There was a couple of other changes with some of the wingers as well. Mike Haley obviously is in trouble now. Ali Yeager is in trouble now. So it's kind of frustrating. And look, I think the performance, you could go in depth here and go loads of different facets of the game. I just think that they're not excelling in any of those facets, the fundamentals of. I think the most positive thing the other night, and one of the messages came in, was the scrum. It was rock solid until like John Ryan came in, and it was fairly solid. But then you have a scrum on your own line, your clock is red, Gavin Coombs' try was disallowed for a knock-on. You could nearly predict exactly what was going to happen, that Edinburgh are going to go for a penalty and that Munster will tear and give them the opportunity. They kick to the kick up field, don't get a great touch. We give away another penalty at the line out again. They kick it downfield. There's one point in this. The clock isn't red. Edinburgh win the next line out. They maul it forward 10, 15, 20 yards. Were Pox not to be penalised for giving away a penalty? The referee gave Munster a decision and said it's held up there. Game over. But they nearly self-destructed there. And that kind of stuff is just infuriating to watch and frustrating. And coaches must be pulling their hair out. I know they've got to try and stay positive. But I just think that's the stuff that worries me. That kind of control, that good decision-making, that simplicity that's required of, you know, and I spoke in the last couple of weeks about Munster becoming really hard to beat. Well, they're just very fortunate to get away with this game because their play was poor. They're shoveling a ball onto people around them. Not enough of people tucking the ball under the arm and saying, I'm going to put my hand up here. I'm going to make hard yards and I'm going to bring a bit of intensity and urgency. And we were very soft defensively in that first half. I think we were hanging on and we scrambled a lot, but there's a serious amount of soak tackles going on. We've no defence in our lineup mall. I just don't see this aggression that has been mentioned about by the head coach in the last couple of weeks, this physicality, this aggression. I think, you know, losing lots of collisions. And if people or the team want to think that was, you know, I'm sure if they're being honest with themselves, and I'm sure the calibre of Clayton McMillan as a coach and the rest of the coaches will have looked at that and they'll know this. Of course, it's positive to win, but it's concerning for me. And I'm calling it out now. I'm not critiquing people. I'm saying it collectively. You know, it even summed up by JJ, and I like JJ a lot, and I think he's going to bring a lot. You know, he's missed four conversions there. It's like just making life difficult. I'm not saying it's easy to take them, but you know what I mean? It just sums up the whole night. It was hard all the time. And Edinburgh seemed to self-destruct. And I think you could argue for three of the yellow cards, like it's Munster putting the pressure on and Edinburgh were just really sloppy.
Yeah.
I think the Magnus Bradbury one, I like him as a player. I think it's a red card and Lee Barn all day long. I think the TMO and the referee copped out of that one. I think they're horrendous, life-changing, career-ending injuries that can come from them. And if that's 12 months ago, to, you know, 18 months ago, it's a red card, possibly. I think now with the, or we'll send it for a review, is the easy option. And I think the TMO has to call that and say, it's a red card. And it was so sloppy from him. And you know what saves this situation here? And I'd say the exact same thing if this was a Munster player and an Edinburgh player, that they'd be very fortunate to get away, is Lee Barn doesn't get injured. So if he's injured there, then do we say it's a red card? So look, that's another subject, but Munster were frustrating to watch, and that's the reality. And I know people will, you know, you kind of have to focus, but we've had 2 weeks in a row of this, and I'm just saying it's concerning. I'm not saying it's a crisis or anything, and I am hopeful, and I do believe there's really good players here. There's some players need to get their shit together and lift their game a good bit, because, you know, you start kind of, and I know lots of these players will have been in Dublin before and played Leinster and been on the end of tough receiving end of big scorelines and all that stuff. At times they've put in great fights, but it's going to be a different kettle of fish. If you amble around and soak tackles on next Saturday in Croke Park, it could get scarily bad, and that's my concern. But, you know, I think the frustration is born out of, I think they can be better, and I think they just look like a team who are not really sure what way they want to play at the moment. Their kicking game is a little bit all over the shop. Their attack is very static, lethargic. And the point I made there a few minutes ago is, I think lesser quality teams have played better in the last two seasons for Munster. From an attack point of view, we've looked more threatening, more dangerous. I think this squad is stronger this year, and we don't look the same. Now, Declan Kidney used to always say to us when we played, forwards win games, backs decide by how much. it's a kind of a loose term in a sense that some days if the weather is crap and your forwards just maul the ball over the line three or four times, they win the game for you, and that the backs don't really get it. But really, a lot of what I saw the other night was moving the ball on, shipping it on, and Edinburgh just being very comfortable in defence and a lot of stuff breaking down. And I tell you this now, and I'll stand corrected by anyone, if Tom Farrell isn't playing the other night, Munster lose that game. It's just simple as that, because he was involved in a couple of those really positive moments that created the tries. And so, yeah, I would say concerning, not crisis situation, mm-hmm. but I think they need to be a lot better. And I think, I think they need to understand that the players, I'm sure, look, I'm sure they're putting in incredibly hard work. I'm sure they're doing their best to get this right, but there's an individual kind of responsibility here as well to really get this right. And maybe the worry then is collectively it's not happening at the moment for them. So hopefully they can get it better. And look, I know the minds will be focused. Leinster absolutely will focus the minds out of fear and worry, because if you're not on it next Saturday, it could get ugly. But yeah, I think the team should be better, but they're in a good place. They've won, as regards the three wins are really important. But mark my words here, they're not going to get away with this, that kind of performance moving forward.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we preview Saturday's massive clash with Leinster Croke Park, become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Off The Ball app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.